You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is Moving Your Family Forward by Bishop Herbert and Dr. Marcia Bailey.
We've been doing Focus on the Family all month long, huh? It's been a journey. We've been doing Focus on the Family all month long, and none of this has y'all been planned, okay? Even me, Pastor Marcia, what you doing? I said, well, I got these scriptures we're going to talk about. That's how we've been doing this. And so we just kind of been chiming in here to try to make this real practical. And so we've been talking about our theme for this year is moving your family forward. Moving your family forward. I don't know, but I came from a family that definitely needed to go forward. Amen. If we went backwards, we were really going to be in some serious, serious trouble. So we need to move forward.
I can't imagine. Amen.
What you trying to say?
I can't imagine.
What you trying to say?
If we went backwards.
Oh, I thought you told me my family.
Regarding your family.
Watch it now. We ain't going to go there.
I don't know. It would have been pretty dark.
You know, you get real sensitive when I talk about your family.
I don't know, but we had some things working for us.
Okay.
Okay.
Like I said.
We have something working for us.
Okay.
Contrary.
So we want to move our families.
But not highlighting.
We want to move our families forward. And we've talked about words. We've talked about communication. We left off last week talking about how words shape and affect environments, people, and families. We talked about things like not showing favoritism with your children. We saw how siblings, in case of Joseph's family, they, because of what was started from their father showing favoritism, he loved Joseph more than the others, that his brothers couldn't speak peaceably unto him. So all this started with words. And then we were also talking about the atmosphere in the home. We're going to talk a little bit more about that tonight. Remind you of a couple of scriptures here. Proverbs 21 and verse 19. It says, it is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and an angry woman. Mm-hmm. I don't know if these are two different women or the same woman.
I don't know.
Okay. Then with a contentious and an angry woman.
I want to know why we did not find scriptures regarding angry men. Because they are in the Bible.
They are.
Yes.
And usually a woman made them angry.
but I'm like, why we got two angry women scriptures? Uh-huh. Okay, that's all.
And then Proverbs 21 and 9. Uh-huh. In the same chapter. It is better to dwell in a corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman in a double wide house. Or triple wide. All right? And so, and what basically, you know, I know this, again, it's talking about the atmosphere in the home. Okay. It's talking about if the atmosphere is one of contention and anger and then even brawling. Mm-hmm. So contention is just, you know, well, when we think of contention, think about tension. First of all, there's some tension there. And so, you know, people scared to talk to each other. You got to tip around each other. We're going to talk about that. So I'm going to show you a scripture about that, hopefully by the time we end here tonight. So we're talking about contention. We're talking about being angry. And then it says being brawling. Brawling is talking about fighting, okay? You know, Pastor Marcia came from a family where her and her sister used to fight. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I don't understand. Did you and your siblings fight?
No, we didn't fight. I got beat up.
Oh, you couldn't fight back. You couldn't fight back.
I was the youngest kid, and they picked on me.
Yeah, I was the youngest, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I was the youngest, too.
See, because I've always been a very peaceful man. I'm still trying to be peaceful. Okay.
Yeah, me and my sister, we used to fight all the time. It was ridiculous. We slept in the same room, and which was kind of treacherous. At times. She's 3 years older than me, and she was bigger. Yeah, right. And, I mean, I was, you know, in so many areas. So, but I mean, it was bad. When we fought,
what did y'all fight about? Is it just typical sibling stuff?
Sibling stuff that went real intense. I mean, we would pick things up and throw things. Mm-hmm. You like chairs and...
Chairs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Throw chairs.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Yeah, mm. We did.
And you're talking about my family going backwards.
You know, no. Well, you know, in other things, you know, in other things. But we would, it was four of us, and she was the only one I fought with. All the other two were no issues, none whatsoever. We never exchanged harsh words.
And yeah. How is that today?
Regarding who?
You and that sister.
You, we still have our moments, you know. We still have our moments.
Y'all ain't even throwing no chairs recently.
We don't throw chairs.
Okay, all right.
We just exchange thoughts.
Do we throw shade?
We exchange thoughts.
Exchange thoughts.
Mm-hmm. What I think about you and what I think about you. That's a thought.
Okay. Did you have sibling rivalry?
We had sibling conflict and arguments. And
did y'all fight?
I don't know if y'all remember that time when we were at Woodwinds. You would make Kool-Aid out of this bottle. And I had a temperature, and I went around, and me and Tyler were getting into it, and I grabbed the Kool-Aid. I remember grabbing the Kool-Aid container and hitting him upside the head with it. That's when I felt so bad. And ever since then, we've been fighting since then.
Y'all still fighting? What y'all ain't fighting now.
No, we don't fight now. We're pretty rough with our words, but not hard. Not rough with our language, just rough with our sound. We still have that. I'm ready at all times. Like, even with me.
Don't come for
me. Like, Daniel, because he's talking, I'm going to talk about you if you're streaming, dude. Said, now that Daniel's taller than everybody, he always tries to, like, what's up, bro? What's up, man? See me. I'm like, first of all, I'm civilized now. I'm no longer trying to be. So, yeah, we stay ready, unfortunately. I don't know when it's going to leave. Do you realize that, Adria? We stay ready all the time? Me telling Daniel, you realize that?
I do notice that.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen.
Really noticed this.
Wait till y'all turn your back. It's quite like that, you know. But, you know, it's not as tense as it was, but they stay ready.
Okay. And you said no reason, but it comes from childhood stuff. It comes from childhood stuff that you got to, at some point, you let go and realize we're all grown now.
Yeah,
right?
I think they have that, and they love each other, but... At any given moment, like, what you got to say?
it happens more towards me because I forgot about all my old actions.
Yeah,
so
I moved on,
you know, going to see what the end going to be. But they're like, now that we're bigger, we got muscles, we're ready for you. And they're still stuck on Seven Oaks basketball match when I need to give them a ride to the Seven Oaks Recreational Center or something.
And you know, Chandler did stuff like he was the first one who was driving, of course, had a car. And he wouldn't give his brothers a ride.
I sure wouldn't.
Or he would give them a ride only if they gave him gas money. All that kind of stuff.
And they would tell on me if stuff was in my car. Like narcotics and stuff like that. I didn't want them.
Oh, hold up. Hold up. Wait a minute. Did you have an idea about
He's
that?
He's exaggerating.
Are you exaggerating? Okay, because I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Really?
He's exaggerating.
We're going to have a family meeting after Focus on the Family, because y'all just kept that from us.
Yeah.
Okay, for real. I think, for real, so what, exaggerating a little bit.
So, contention, anger, brawling. And which, okay, now, but in all seriousness, as you see, if this stuff goes on at home, it can carry forward. Mm-hmm. It can carry forward into adulthood. It can carry forward in your relationships with other people who have nothing to do with your childhood, who have nothing to do with how you were raised, or somebody says something to you that sound like what your brother said or your father said or your mother said. And so these are real issues that we have to be conscious of and be mindful of in terms of the type of environment that we are setting in our home, because it can carry forward. Okay. You know, the brawling has to do with fighting. Okay. And so we talk about siblings, but when we know We know of couples who fight. And, you know, I'm not just talking about fighting with your words, but brawl, which I really think there needs to be a zero tolerance for that in your marriages. Okay? There needs to be zero. If you got to go out and kick a tree, hit a tree, you know, do whatever, but putting your hands on each other, and I think should be zero tolerance for that. I mean, and when I say zero tolerance, I mean not just from the person tolerating, the spouse tolerating that from you. I mean zero tolerance from you tolerating yourself getting to that point, getting that angry. And what I always say about that, you know, is that if you push me out of anger or whatever, or shove me, and I fall down and hit my head on the end of the table, and I get an aneurysm in my brain and I die, the fact that you didn't mean it doesn't bring me back to life. You follow me? So the whole thing of, well, I didn't mean it, or that's not, I wasn't really that upset. It's just, no, that's why I'm saying there'd be zero tolerance for that, because things can happen. Okay? So I think you got to learn how, be conscious of the atmosphere you set in your home. You got to be conscious of your words. You have to be able to discuss things without brawling. Okay, we've given it a nice spiritual category. We call it intense times of fellowship. Do y'all have intense times of fellowship? Okay.
You see how he tries to catch us off guard like
yes.
that, right?
We've had some intense times.
What?
Alina and Righteous had some intense times.
You look so sweet and innocent. And by the way, I'm going to tell y'all, Audrea, just the way she looks, she is the quietest one in our family. She is the quietest one.
In my family, she is the loudest one.
Oh, that's a
don't do
oh,
that.
Oh my God.
That ain't true.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
That ain't true.
Don't do that.
Okay. She's the quietest one in our family. Whenever we're all together, she just laughs at all my jokes. We've never had a problem. No. Never.
That I know of.
Okay. Now, my other family additions.
Let's not talk about anybody who's not present.
We've had to work through some stuff. But Audrey, we've never had. She's quiet. She's sweet. She's gentle. She's kind. She's smart and is important.
Thank you. That's funny. Okay. That's funny.
So I just can't imagine y'all having intense times of fellowship.
I've knocked him upside the head a couple times.
Oh, okay.
I'm just playing.
What do y'all have intense times of fellowship about?
We've had some.
You talk so we can make sure I stay
okay,
right.
All right.
You lead the way.
Chandler has a very adventurous sense of humor. So yeah.
that's a good way to put it.
Yes.
Adventurous sense of humor.
Yes,
he does.
He does. So I don't like watching scary movies with him because say I think we started watching a movie called Shut In or something like that. I don't know if y'all seen that. But anyway, so it was about this little boy. He had some issues, went off in the woods and died and came back. And so anytime I eventually got him to cut it off, but he'll be like, oh my God, it's the boy right there. Like he'll do stuff like that. So mind you, it's like pitch black. So I'm like, all right. So he'll do it so much. So I'm like, all right, I'm not playing with you no more. You're really about to bring the gangster side out of me. But so I'll say that. So doing his sense of humor that kind of like
stuff that he thinks is funny that's
yes,
not funny to you.
Funny
now that hasn't changed. That,
oh, it
that,
has not changed
that,
at
that
all.
That was the problem with your brothers, right?
Yeah, I mean, and I realized making this principle and getting this off of me is jesting is not healthy to move the family forward because something could be funny from your perspective and it may not be funny from hers.
But Chandler, I would like you to know you got that honestly. For whatever reason, he think it is so funny if I go to the bathroom at 2:00 in the morning and I'm half asleep. He thinks it's hilarious to walk into the bathroom where I am like this.
That makes
that
so
is funny
much
to me.
Sense.
That is hilarious. That's a good one. I'm gonna try it.
And I'm like, no, it's, don't try that.
Don't, no,
and
not.
I'm like half asleep. I'm
that
not
is
expecting
funny,
to see a shadow coming towards me in a pitch black bedroom. Try going back to sleep after that. It's like,
who? That's called fun.
No, see, it's called.
It's, that's funny.
No, it's not funny.
And she still jumps. So
and I jump every time.
She gets
it's to like,
go to the bathroom. And so like, in any movement, I hear.
I'm like, does he wait until so I do that so he gets up out the bed? Or I could be in the house taking care of business, doing laundry, and it's quiet. I'm enjoying the quiet. And he'll just jump out and just scream to scare me. Then ask me, are you safe?
See, I'm asking her.
That is so
because what did the Bible say? It says, God has not given us
a spirit of fear.
I'm like, this
and
is
I
ridiculous.
And I keep testing her, seeing when she's going to cast out this fear spirit.
I'm like, so Chandler, you got it honestly.
That is so wrong.
Yeah, because he
makes
does.
So much sense.
Yeah.
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 But
so.
On the more serious side, though, Dad and Mom, like, one area that we had to learn to tackle is values, family values. And anytime you're married to someone, you come from two different family backgrounds. And so that was a learning place for us, like when our values, but the size of our family values clashing and learning what that looks like, you know, as far as being in a ministry family and me learning your value of family. Because like Dad talked about early in the first part of the series that we were here by ourselves. Like we didn't have no aunts, uncles, and relatives. So for me to make cousins a priority, I mean, they're a priority, but, like, my immediate family was all I knew. But for Adria, everywhere we go, that's your cousin. We're in the movie theater. That's my cousin. We're in the restaurant. That's my cousin. And I'm like, why is everybody important? And so I had to learn, really, that was a place. Do you want to talk about, say that? Because,
I'm a country girl, so, you know, y'all, anybody from country? Yes. So, yeah, family is important. So we had, like, the family reunions and stuff like that. So, he was just baffled. He's like,
how often do y'all have these family reunions?
Well, our family kind of slacked off, but we used to have it every year. So, meet cousins every time we didn't, you know, anybody we didn't know.
There were times I even had to coach Chandler through that. He was like, she wants to go so-and-so. And she want to go over there, you know, and I want to do such and such. I said, Chandler, that's her family. Yes, you do need to go.
And when you go to the country, once you sit down on the couch, you're trapped. So when you say goodbye, it's a two-hour process. All right, now? Okay, I'll take that. You want to go play? Yeah, I wanted to go play. Hour later, girl, can we grab this? Oh, did you see these? It takes 2 hours to say goodbye. So I had to learn this lifestyle. Jesus.
I joke with my mom all the time. I mean, she lives in Eastover, so that's like an hour drive. So you got to take advantage of that. You come down there, it's like a full day event.
I had to learn those values. So that's my family. That's our world. So.
Let's look at James 3, 13 through 18. This is a scripture we often use, but I want us to take this passage of scripture and focus it on our families. James 3, starting at verse 13. Who is a wise man and do with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation. That word conversation means behavior and lifestyle. So let him show out of his lifestyle and his behavior, his works works with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not, lie not against the truth. This wisdom descends or means comes, doesn't come from above, but is earthly, at best earthly, sensual, just comes from your own emotions, and at worst is devilish. Is demonic. For where envying and strife is, there's confusion and every evil work. And what the scripture is telling us here, don't just be lighthearted about an atmosphere of envying and strife. It said, because where there's envying and strife, there's what? Confusion and every evil work. So if there's a home environment that is filled with envying and strife, it is an atmosphere for the devil to breed. Then it says, but this wisdom, thinking like this and operating like this, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated. Easy to be entreated means easy to get along with, y'all. Full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in the peace of them that make peace. Now, when we think of these scriptures, we taught about this in our noon session today. I don't think we think about this scripture in terms of family relationships. I don't think we think of this scripture in terms of husband and wife relationship, parent and children relationships in the home. We think about, you know, that we have to be nice to other people and other Christians and all that. And we think to some degree we're supposed to get a pass in a home. Mm. Now, I can tell you I did years ago. And I think I said that one time, you know, Marcia said to me, everybody say years ago. Everybody, it was years ago. And she said to me something about, well, why do you get so upset, or why your volume like that? And I said something to her like, I'm just being myself. Now, I should be able to be myself around you because you understand me. In other words, I'm like, now, I gotta act a certain way around other folks, but I can let it rip at home. That was my mentality. And, y'all, that's not true. Because even if she was not my wife, she's my sister in Christ. How would you talk to another brother or sister in Christ? Would you be yelling and screaming and going to 100? We know there's nothing Christian-like about that, and yet we think it's okay in our homes. Y'all quiet on me here. We think it's okay in our home. It said, but the wisdom that comes from God is pure, peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Now listen to the scripture. We're going to look at it from two other translations. The New Living Translation says this, James 3, 17 and 18. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure. It is also peace-loving. Gentle sometimes. Gentle at all times. So even in dealing with our spouses and dealing with our children, the peace of God, the love of God, the wisdom of God is gentle at all times. Listen to this, y'all. And willing to yield to others. What happens if two cars come to an intersection and somebody's not willing to yield? We're going to have a crash. We're going to have an accident. Somebody's going to get hurt. There's going to be some body injury. There's going to be some property damage because somebody has to yield. Now, suppose, watch this. Oh, this is so good. Suppose the person who has the yield sign decides they're not going to yield, but you see them not yielding. Should you just go ahead and crash into them anyway? Because you should have yielded.
That's good.
Which means sometimes you got to do what's right, even when the other person does what's wrong. So, and says so. We should be willing to yield means to stop and allow the other person to go first. And I've seen, and y'all know, we're always trying to keep marriages together. But over the years, we have counseled people who we saw in coming together and them sitting down on that couch in front of us that nobody's willing to yield to the other person. Well, the only reason why I do that is because you do that. Well, if you do that, I wouldn't do that. Oh, yeah. Well, what about you? Uh-huh. You going to make this about me? I said, oh, Lord Jesus. And I know what I want to say? I want to say y'all need a divorce, but I'm your pastor. I can't say that. Okay? Because with all this contention and nobody willing to yield, no one's willing to allow the other person to be right and not press your way and defend your way because you want to win instead of letting the marriage win.
Our families should get better with each generation. As we progress as a society, so should our families. Bishop Herbert and Dr. Marcia Bailey, along with members of their own family, get candid about their own experiences to help you move your family forward. Order this powerful message today. You can also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Ask for Moving Your Family Forward. If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations.
in Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.